At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah, my daughter wants to work for you.
How did that make you feel when you heard that?
Well, it makes me feel, look, at first I'm in shock, you know. I have to wake up from the, I have to snap myself out of the a horrible shock that I've wasted 4 years of education on her. But then I think about it from her perspective, and you know, and she got paid a good amount of money from you to basically eat tuna tartare and a four-course meal.
Yeah.
And play with a dog. So I could see why you'd want to work for that situation. You know, that's kind of a good thing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of FTS Friends Talking Shop. We are at episode number 55, belting them out as quickly as humanly can. We apologize. I think we'll kick off first by apologizing for having such a delay. We hope we haven't lost you.
Sorry.
We are just busy people. Between the three of us, and for us in our industry and our lives, September, October, and probably the early part of November is probably the busiest part of the year.
It's tough.
So is that true for you, Omar? Are you busy every year? Every part of the year?
Sorry.
Omar's always going everywhere.
Yeah.
His calendar doesn't stop.
What is the busiest time of the year for you, Omar?
Me?
No, the other Omar that's on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Omar Schwartz, not you. We'll hear from Omar Schwartz first. Okay, now you, Omar, because I don't think he's on. I don't think he's connected.
I mean, I don't remember the last time when it wasn't busy. I think that if I had to say over the last 5 years, it's probably January to
December?
Like January to like, you know, the traditional. Summertime was a little slower. And the living was easy, right?
All right. Well, hold on.
We went down a horrible well there, Dave.
Let's call it time out for a second.
We have to open-ended question to someone who's slightly impaired, by the way, so our audience knows.
In episode 55, you're going on a journey here with us. It feel like going down the hole with Alice in Wonderland. Omar
like
has been to have
we regressed. We regressed, and we're right back at episode 3.
Omar has had how many glasses of wine and how many joints? So what's going on?
What do you want to
do? I've had about two joints through the course of the day and three glasses of wine and an old fashioned. But I haven't been back in Puerto Rico in a while, so I went to my neighborhood spot.
There you go.
Yeah. And so.
And that's the end of that sentence.
And scene. All right. Well, let's kick this podcast off. Again, we're at 55. We apologize. We doing this later than we usually do. So you're getting a version of maybe all three of us that's not 100% there, but hopefully entertaining nonetheless. Yeah. So I'm your host, Dave, and I want to welcome my two other hosts. First, I'll introduce Josh since Omar has walked away from his screen.
He has walked away.
Josh, how are you doing? It's good to see you. How are you?
It's good to see you. This is long overdue. And as Dave said, this is late in the night for us. So we are trying every which way to get this thing out for you guys. But we apologize profusely. But I am doing well. I've been to a few places and got definitely a lot of things to talk about in small doses when it comes to my topic. But as you guys know, my episode of Price is Right is going to be airing this coming Tuesday. So it's very exciting.
Well, by the way, you won't, when you get this podcast, it'll be too late. So
It'll probably have aired. Maybe we'll put it out the day before the day of. But so it was Tuesday, October 24th. My episode's finally going to air. I filmed it back in early August. So it's very exciting. I can't wait to see that. But I got a call, and I sent both you guys the article. I got a call from a local publication. They somehow, I know how they picked it up. They picked it up directly from Price is Right themselves, who I guess want to just boost local ratings, and so they send out press releases. What are you doing, Omar?
I got my a speaker hooked up now. So I can hear you motherfuckers.
Now there's an echo. It echoes.
What?
It echoes. We're in the middle of the episode, and you decide to change your whole AV setup when you know how much we battled that AV. You did it in the middle of it.
How is it now?
Rookie ball.
It stopped echoing. It
stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I could hear you. I couldn't hear you mofos earlier, man.
All right. Anyway. So I got a call from a local publication. I sent you guys the article, and they interviewed me about it, and they put it out. And I think it's just an online, you know, little number thing. But and of course, he interviews me in the morning, and it's out like 4 hours later. I don't think anyone proofread it because there were a ton of misspellings and grammatical errors. But it was a nice article nonetheless. But then later on today, I'm working, and it's near the end of the day, and I get another call, and I don't recognize the number, so don't pick it up. And then I get a text after the call from this other guy, and it's from another local publication who saw the online publication earlier. And he wants to interview me too, but he wants to interview me after the fact so I can speak more openly about my experience there. But he writes a nice thing after we talked and said, nice to make your acquaintance. He asked me, was weird at the time. He asked me for my address and for my spelling of my name. So I'm thinking, all right, whatever. I just gave it to him. But then I thought, why does he need my address? That's weird. But I didn't think anything of it. And then he wrote me back later this evening and said, hey, it was great talking to you. Hey, I forgot to ask for your email. So I sent him my email. And then I'm watching the Phillies game tonight. Before I'm about to get on with you guys, and I get a text from him. This is what it says. He says, Josh, good game. Now, this is a guy, by the way, I've never met. He called me out of the blue to do an article on me. He says, Josh, good game. Okay if we might come down a bit later, right after the game ends. Top of the ninth now, one out, tie score. Could go an extra inning or two, but even so, likely over before 8 p.m. Too late if we wait till then? And I'm reading, I'm going, what the hell is this? Is this guy coming to my house tonight after the Phillies game? So I wrote him back, and I'm like, not sure what you mean. And then nothing. Then it's crickets. And now I'm starting to flip out. I'm looking out my window. I'm like, is this dude coming over? And now I'm thinking, was this dude even legitimate?
Yeah.
Was he actually from this publication? I started to freak out a little bit.
Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Were you legitimately, are you speaking in euphemisms now?
No, I'm
Joshua?
Serious. I'm serious.
You were like literally looking out your window like this guy was a fucking Jehovah's Witness?
No, Omar. I just peeked out. I'm like, is there somebody coming?
But what does
over?
A peep out mean? Like you like move the curtains over and like
yeah,
peek
you
out?
You get up and you move the curtain and you look out your window to see if there's headlights or someone's.
So when was the last
there?
Time that you did that besides when Jehovah's Witness had come to your actual door?
Let me ask you something. You've never peeked out your window?
No.
Get the hell out of here. Dave, have you ever peeked out your window for whatever reason?
Yeah.
I mean, during fucking Halloween.
What do you mean just Halloween? You peek out your window all the time. Don't you just look out the window to see what's out there?
Yeah, I guess so. I can't remember last time I peeked out my window in fear.
Wait a second. Peek out your window is not the same thing as seeing what's outside in the world.
Yes, it
okay?
is. No, yes,
it's
not. Yes,
you
it
thought
is.
Thought somebody was stalking you.
Well, yes, but this is a different peeking. It's still a peeking.
By the way, Dave, yeah. Dave, is it me or does Josh's forehead look like a giant mirror? There's a giant, like,
it's
shiny.
It's pretty
shiny. What is
tonight,
going on?
It's late at night. I haven't washed for bed yet. It's
for the love
I'm
of God.
Tired.
Jesus Christ.
And the light is hitting it. This is the beginning
of a clear cell ad. It's like there's going to be a red bump coming very soon.
I don't think so. That baby's clear as day. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this.
All right. So wait, can I ask a question?
Like, yes,
what was the context of him asking for your address, though, and why would you?
I don't know. It was in passing when we were talking about him doing an article on me for the show. And he just said, I need your address. Do you live on this? He actually knew my street. So you live on the street? And I said, yeah, I live on, and I gave him the number in the street.
That's kind of scary. Yeah.
It was weird. And I
didn't know that.
I don't know how he knew that. I didn't think anything of it, but it is a local township, publication. So he knows I live in a township.
But so your street.
I didn't think, but this is when I started to think, go through in my head, like, what did we talk about? Why is this dude texting me, telling me he's coming over after the Phillies game? That's when I started to replay the whole conversation in my head. So I'm like, the fact that he's not responding to my not sure what you mean text back, that's what got me going. Cause I thought, okay, this is weird. And I just wrote him, what do you mean? Maybe he's told me he's coming over and I didn't catch it. You know, it was just strange, but I don't know this guy. And why is he coming over late at night after the Phillies game? It doesn't make any sense. So when he didn't answer me, then I started to go, oh, geez, maybe this was a setup. Maybe this was completely phony that he picked that offline and he's scamming me somehow, or who knows. So what I did was I decided I'm just going to call him because I have his number. He called me. So I called him and I'm like, and he answered. I'm like, hey, Bob, what do you mean by text? That was a little weird. I actually said that to him, and he's like, oh, you know what? I just realized I am so sorry. I sent that to the wrong Josh.
Yeah, that's
and I must have typed yours in. I'm like, oh, thank God.
It could have been, you think of a scam as a local person just won, a pair of steak knives and be like, I want those steak knives. And,
when you see stuff online, you can use that to your advantage and pretend you're somebody else to get who knows? I don't know.
Right. So you just won something, and
maybe I won something. I'm not sure. Nobody knows, but yes, I could have won something very big.
Right.
Maybe that's his play. Who knows?
Well, and I apologize. You might actually watch the episode. I thought it was tomorrow. It's October 24th. It's Tuesday.
24th, right? Tuesday. Yeah. So
this episode will probably be out before then. So everyone can watch it. That's the same.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. If you listen the day it comes out.
And then your obituary will probably come out a few days later after this guy finds you.
This guy has murdered me
and taken
all my living room furniture and dining set that I won.
Yeah, right. That you have
I made up, by the way. People at Price is Right, I'm not claiming I won that. That was all for the purposes of a joke.
You have to sign something saying you're sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I did. I think we talked about this after I came back from LA in August. But yeah, I signed a whole bunch of paperwork about disclosures and things like that. So
that's awesome. Well, that'll be fun to watch. That's Tuesday, October 24th.
Yes,
Josh is alive and well, and we figured out it's not. It was all just a great big misunderstanding. Kind of like
misunderstanding.
A Three's Company episode. It's all fun.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I have a question about all this. So okay. Josh, Did a little part of you want the guy to show up?
No. Zero part of me wanted him to show up.
No. I'm asking you in the context of it being good content for, this podcast.
No. It is not worth the content to have a lunatic psychopath hunt me down at my own house.
A better question would have been asked me if I wanted it to be true, because there was a little bit of me that wants it to be true, because it would be good content for the podcast. Yeah.
And that I appreciate and understand.
If only I knew someone that lived near you that could go knock on your door now to scare
the
heck out of you. Yeah.
Too late. Awesome. Too late.
All right. Well, let's introduce our third host, Omar. Outside of barely being able to see straight, how are you doing this evening?
I am I hate this word, but I'm very grateful that I'm back in Puerto Rico, and even more so that I get to see you two lunatics at 9:30, which is our latest ever recording, right?
This is late.
Yeah. Because that's a signal to all of us how seriously we take each other and or the prospect of being shamed by not keeping this going, because there's difficult moments and our lives are everyone's lives are nuts. So just that alone, that we're even doing this, is really nice. So it makes me happy, because honestly, This is one of the few areas of consistency I've ever had in my life.
Well, I wouldn't call it consistent. We haven't been on for a month. Yeah,
I don't need to knock you down.
It's all relative.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a big sacrifice for us. The Golden Bachelor is on right now. None of us are watching it. We have to DVR it, and we'll watch it later.
That's right.
But all for the sake of this podcast. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm good. I just got back from Chicago. I am now home. I just left what I like to think is my second home, which is the Four Seasons in Chicago, which I've been
a couple times
this month because of conferences that are there. In case anyone from my HR department is listening, it gets helped. The expense is not as bad as one might think. But one thing I noticed, and I think I've become a fan of, is, and I haven't seen this before, but at the Four Seasons, they have next to your bed a pillow spray or pillow mist. It's
lavender.
Well, I don't. I guess
is it lavender.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's just the spray itself. And I thought, Well, so first I sprayed my pillow, and I don't know what the process or the instructions, but then I like sprayed it, put my head down. It's like it's wet. Like so, yes. I guess you have to give it some time. But are you? I actually then once I sort of understood the process a little bit.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoy it. I stole that bottle and took it home with me. I feel
it's
like
that's
supposed
to help all. You sleep. It's supposed to help you sleep. Lavender.
Yeah. Do you guys ever use that? Are you fans of the pillow mist?
So I got it once in a hotel, and I didn't spray my pillow. Instead, I sprayed underneath the pillow on the mattress and like on the side because I didn't want to put my head in it. I don't know if I wake up and there's a giant rash on the side.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think it made it. I'm a great sleeper anyway, so I don't know if it made any difference.
Okay, yeah. I just dove right in. I put it right in the middle of that pillow.
Yeah, there you go.
Boom. Yeah, that's it. Omar, are you a pillow mist fan at all?
Omar?
Funny you ask this, because I had a million-dollar idea.
Is it you lavender guys, pillow mist?
No.
It's already been taken.
When you guys sleep at night,
yes.
Do you ever wake up and do and adjust at all? I don't mean in your undergarments. I mean with like the sheets or the pillows or on your side, on your back, whatever else.
Yeah, constantly. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever, as they say, turn over the pillow?
Yes.
I don't do that.
I do that. Yep.
Josh, why do you turn over?
Two reasons.
The pillow?
Two reasons. Number one. Because it's colder on the other side, and number two, it's fluffier. It's the shape and form of the pillow. So I absolutely turn the pillow over, and in fact, I do it almost every night. And it's really when I don't do it in the middle of the night, but I do it like right before I'm about to really fall asleep.
Really?
I'll get into a nice position, I'll get comfortable, and then I know I'm going. And then I'll go, oh yeah. And then I flip it over, and then it's heaven because it's colder and it's softer and fluffier and it's perfect.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like that would wake me up. I'm awake now. It's just manually flip my pillow over, and now I'm more awake. It'd take me longer to fall asleep.
I have cat-like dexterity, and I'm able to flip the pillow over seamlessly. You wouldn't even know it. I'm like a ninja with it.
It's like your superpower.
Well, that's a superpower. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so
What's your million dollar idea?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
Where you put a series of micro fans.
Okay.
Into a pillow.
Okay. And?
And so it cools the pillow as your head is on it.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that.
And fans the pillow
are
never
hard.
Gets hot.
Fans are very uncomfortable and hard.
They're fans made of cotton.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of fans that you've come up with that are going to, A, fit in the pillow, and would you have to plug these fans in? Because that would be a cord that comes out of your pillow.
No, they're powered by the heat generated by your body, so it's like it's ESG.
Thank you. Oh, so it's really, it's environmentally sound.
I think that makes a whole hell of a lot.
Technologically, it's a can't miss. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, I don't see any problems.
Why can we send at least
to the moon?
Theoretically someone to the moon
I knew that
and
was
not
fun.
Have pillows that we don't have to turn over at night. Because Joshua, you know this. I have a pad on my bed that
I don't know
is
this.
Self-
I don't know.
Yeah, why is that? Why do you know that, Josh? What?
I do not know it. Is that for accidents, nighttime accidents, the pad? What's this pad on your bed for? I guess I should know this.
No, you should know it because it's a thin layer. It plugs into a machine next to my bed which pumps through cold water. I can adjust the temperature
cold
of the
water. Water?
Yes, water, which it can adjust the temperature of the machine can, hot or cold. I choose the coldest. So when I get in the bed, my bed is already 57 degrees.
That's awesome. I like that. Now, they do make thing. I have seen it where they make a fan that goes on the foot of your bed, which can actually adjust the temperature under your sheets.
No, that's flawed. I've used that. That's flawed.
Yeah, it's also enormous, and I heard it makes noises and whatever, and it's not cheap either. But you know what I have, though? I have a mattress cover, a special bamboo mattress cover that actually keeps my mattress very cool.
Bamboo?
Yeah, it's bamboo.
Was it
really
super stiff?
No, it's not like bamboo like they make it.
What do you mean it's not like bamboo? You just said it was bamboo.
No, it's not like – I know what you're thinking. You're thinking wood. It's not wood.
What is it?
There's bamboo sheets, you know. They make bamboo sheets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not, you know.
Actually, I don't know. If you had told me bamboo sheets, I would have been like, that seems like a terrible idea too.
It's a bamboo – it's bamboo cooling – it's specifically for cooling, and it's a mattress pad. It's pretty cool. It works. Well, there you go. Double.
Is it electrical? You turn.
No. It doesn't do what Omar's does, but it at least doesn't make it hot. It keeps it from getting your bed from getting hot. It's neat. It's not anything rocket science.
Yeah, I need to spend more time with bedtime technology because the pillow mist was.
You do. Like,
where has this been? And it's probably a very simple thing. I need to probably explore some other options here. Because getting a good night's sleep is like wrestling, very good wrestler. I couldn't think of it.
I don't know what that
means.
Good
analogy.
they say you spend 95% of your life asleep.
That's not true.
Is that not true? Did I have that wrong?
That
seems too high, right? Is that too high?
That does seem too high. What are you doing during the day, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. I work from home.
Well, maybe it's true. Yeah. All right, should we kick the podcast off?
Let's do it.
Go through some logistics first.
Wait. I wanted to mention.
Derailed.
Did you guys ever read these articles in the papers or online about the top places to, like, the sexiest kids or the college kids or, like,
you're reading articles about sexiest kids, we might need a new co-host because you're going to be going away for a while.
That came out the wrong way. Sorry.
Yeah.
No. Hold on. About, like, the best restaurants or the best types of pizza.
That is very different than the sexiest kids. So.
I don't know why I said that. All right. But my point is I saw an article in the New York Post actually, I guess about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I wanted to mention it on our next pod. And
why don't you save it for your topic?
Top restaurants in the U.S., the top cities for foodies in the U.S.
Well, should this be your topic?
No, my topic is much more interesting than this.
Yeah,
but,
I hope so.
But the top city was Orlando.
Get the hell out of here. That's ridiculous.
I swear, number two was Portland.
Okay, who wrote this?
Then Sacramento.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
And then Miami, and then San Francisco.
You don't have to keep doing it. You don't have to keep reading the list, but that's already discredited.
But the key indicators were factors, high quality food, affordability, accessibility, and cuisine diversity.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah. Affordability and accessibility knock out a lot of high-end
New York,
LA,
Chicago.
New York, Chicago, Philly, those type of restaurants.
Anyway, all right.
That was great interruption.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Yeah. By the way, have you ever seen the show Drunk Shakespeare? I think that's what it's called.
No, but I think I'm seeing it now.
I don't know why.
I think I'm on an episode of it.
Let's go through some logistics. First of all, you would like to contact us or scold Omar in some way or threaten Josh, anything, any above. Feel free to email us at our email address. It's friends@fts.media. That's friends, plural, at fts.media. But if you are a podcasting advertiser, feel free not to email us, because that's the only emails we get these days. Yeah, like, oh, who is this person? It's another podcast advertiser.
Another advertiser.
So, and then we have a website that we'd love for you to check out. That is friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. Friends Talking Shop.
We're under on the number of unique visitors to that website.
We have a lot. We don't even. We don't need to hash that out.
Thousand.
Yeah, we don't. Let's just assume it's that. Well, Josh, I think I haven't actually checked yet, but the video of my dad throwing us the first pitch.
It's on there.
Yeah, I need to check
out
that.
Out. If you want to check that out, you want to check out a couple other cool things on there. It's there.
Yeah. So maybe you could post your article with your address on there.
I could. That's not a bad idea. So everyone can come over.
All right. So that's a couple ways you can reach us or learn more about us. In case this is your first time logging in, I don't know why in the world that you've found us, but what we do on this podcast is we each come up with a topic that we haven't rehearsed or discussed ahead of time. And
mine are always terrible.
And Omar's is usually terrible. Is that what you said? I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, I think it's about a 30% chance it's terrible.
Well, I don't know. The
percentage is a higher. What's the over-under, Josh? Is it?
Yeah, tonight it's pretty high. Tonight the money line is -2,000.
Omar, your topics may be on the surface lame, but you know, I gotta say, people that listen to the podcast, they love Omar. They think
they
so whatever
do.
You're
actually,
doing.
You know what? I actually wrote down some topics. I have my topic. I wrote it down at dinner tonight, so I'm very excited.
All right.
That is exciting.
So we'll kick it off. If you just hang on here, you'll get the gist of what we're trying to do. Let's before we lose Omar, why don't we have you go first? Would you like to go first, Omar? The topic that you wrote at dinner, does that help give you
Omar,
a start?
This is the part where you talk and tell us about your topic.
I'd be happy to do that. Thank you guys for that seamless introduction.
You don't have a topic, do you?
No, I do. I do. Yeah. I had a few things. Obviously, it's been a long time since we last spoke. My topic was actually, I mean, obviously, I'm sure in the last month, it's been a long time that the three of us have gone through a lot of travel and different circumstances that now won't normally happen with being alive on this planet. And, but I wrote down tonight, I'm like, what are the things that like I do every day or like as often as possible, the most consistent things about me.
Okay.
And I wrote them down.
Okay.
And they're in no particular order. But
please tell me it's not eating, brushing your teeth, and sleeping.
No. It's out of, outside of the hygiene stuff and I wanted to maybe tell you guys those what those are, and then maybe we could talk about that, and maybe you could share what yours are.
Okay.
After hearing me go, like, this is not including like brushing, eating, and everything else.
Yeah.
So so where I started with is I mean, it doesn't mean it's every single day, but when it's whatever. So I kiss and I hang out with Miles every day.
Okay. That's your dog. Yeah.
Yeah. My Miles, my dog Miles.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to skip to the interesting stuff now.
I talk to him every day. I wear a baseball cap every day. I smoke weed a lot. Maybe every day. I wear aloe shorts, almost every day. Pizza, a lot. Ice cream a lot as well.
You wear pizza and ice cream?
I eat pizza probably five days a week.
5 days a week you eat pizza?
Yeah. Ice cream every night. I talk about Lou every night, every day, about some semblance of whatever.
That's your other dog who's no longer with us.
He's no longer with us.
Wait, you talk to Lou every day?
Talks about Lou, about Lou.
Oh, talk about Lou. I'm sorry. All right.
Yeah. LW3, which is this new co that we're building together. My family, obviously, our podcast. I listen to podcasts every day, not necessarily ours.
Yeah.
I have a glass of wine probably five nights a week.
Yeah, that's obvious.
I talk about ego and greed every day.
Every day.
Every day. Being every aware day. Of that.
I believe that. I believe that.
This is...
You're obsessed with it.
I have self-doubt every day. My skincare routine is consistently, I moisturize all the time. That's why you guys noticed that. You mentioned that to me a few times.
All the time. We mention it constantly. Yep.
I work out probably 4 to 5 days a week. I eat French fries often, 4 to 5 days a week. Yeah.
What is the topic? What are we discussing?
I keep going.
Is this fascinating?
Yeah. He'll find his way. He'll find it.
Okay, go ahead.
I talk to my god kids every day.
Yeah.
And my parents. And then online, I read the New York Times, ESPN, and the New York Post.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is that I'm, I think we're all on this page. I'm constantly wondering what the fuck I'm doing with my life. So
I wonder about your life every day as well. What in the world is Omar doing with his life every single day? I think
So those are the things. But like, I just wrote it down today. I thought it was actually quite romantic. You know?
Yeah, it depends how you define romantic. But listen, some of those things are pretty normal, and some of those things are quite odd. I'm going to say the fact that you eat pizza and fries 5 times a week is remarkably crazy. Is it not?
But you think that we're all like, do you believe in diabetes?
Yeah, it's a thing. It does exist. Yeah. Wilford Brimley told us.
But don't you think that everyone's sort of pre-diabetic?
No, everyone has IDS, imminent death syndrome. We all could die at any moment.
Is that the same thing? I don't know what that means.
I'm making a joke. You have imminent death syndrome your whole life.
So, like, what are the things, I mean, maybe that was a little too long, but are there things that, like, you guys do every day that maybe that we wouldn't know? Like, what do you, I know.
Oh, so you're talking about things that are outside the norm.
Yeah. That you guys whatever, do, like, every day. If that not every day, like, five days a week, crazy. 4 days a week, whatever. Like, Josh, you play, like, your water hockey, whatever the fuck that is.
It's not water hockey. Right? It's regular hockey. It's only once a week, so it really doesn't count.
Well, it's frozen water. Yeah. Frozen water hockey. Yeah.
It's not frozen water. It's not ice. It's not ice hockey.
What
you
is
don't
it?
Play ice hockey?
No, it's deck. We've been through this we've been through this on this on this exact podcast several times. It's
I have
deck,
not
it's called deck hockey.
Wait a minute.
What's
so
that mean?
Your
is that
hockey
much
league, is it actually on skates?
No. I mean, are you pretending to do that just so you can rehash this and make fun of me?
I don't remember.
It's called deck hockey, and we play like on a sport court with a ball.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But on a hockey rink.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
I'll save any criticism of it. If I knew it, I forgot it. But
yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
You do that one day a week. So what else do you? What do you do like every like most often in your life? Like that's not I mentioned some things that are normal there, but
the only thing I can think of outside the truly normal would be. I don't know. I talk to my kids every day. They're not here, so that might be something. They're not.
You talk to every day?
Yeah, I talk to my kids every day. You don't talk to your kids every day?
No, I don't think. No, I don't have. I don't know. And my one that lives at home, yes. I don't call my parents or my kids. Not every day. No.
Yeah, I talk to. I mean, sometimes it's only for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Just to say what's
you
up.
You call them, or they call you?
Both. It goes both ways.
Oh, wow.
It goes
do you have a routine? Like, I'm on my way to lunch, and I'll just give him a call in the car, or it's just random throughout the day?
No, and I know my kids' class schedule, so I know when they're in between classes. So a lot of times
you don't know my schedule.
You're not my child, and your schedule is ridiculous. Maybe I'll call you in between your pizza and French fry and skin routine. That's
good luck trying to find that.
Yeah, good luck trying to find 2 minutes for that. The only other thing is I watch TV every day. I really like TV.
But you watch your fucking nonsense, right? You watch your Bachelor shit. You watch reality TV every day.
Not reality TV every day, but I watch TV every day.
TV. When you say TV, you mean like. Streaming.
I mean the big rectangular thing in your living room or den. Well, turns like, on and plays shows.
Mean, like, what is it, Netflix or is it live television?
Both. I watch both.
Wow. David, what's the percentage of your live television versus, like, streaming?
Oh, well, you
know. Oh, man. There's, I think I watch
Depends.
Football.
Yep.
So sport, if it's not sports, I watch no
Correct.
Live TV.
If it's not sports, no live, except for news. News, I watch live TV.
I don't even watch the news.
What news do you watch?
I watch the, national news. I don't like local news.
Yeah, I don't watch that. Well, all the reading that we do, I pick it all up in the journal and things like that. I'd never watched the news on TV.
Yeah, I watch the news.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like well, Omar, your topic is interesting to me because,
Well, that's one of us.
But the idea of having a routine, I think, is important. It's hard to start routines, you know, get into good habits, right? Like Omar's talked about a lot of bad habits, but
I was about to say, I didn't pick up any good habits there except for the
he exercises, he talks
and exercising. Yeah.
Dog, I guess, would be maybe a good
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Talks to his god kids, that's a good
Yeah,
habit.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I find it really interesting. So I'll just go through mine. I'll go kind of where I was headed on this.
Thank
but.
You. Because, David, can I say something to you? And I want to say this to our audience, too. And I'm sure they've noticed it. And God knows the filtering of messages and emails that we get. Like, Josh is just a – you know, Josh, you – I love it, and this is why I love you. But you always hate on everything I say.
No, like I don't.
It's like – no. Role.
My role in this podcast.
It's like a 75% chance – that you're like the Mussolini to my Stalin, you know? Like, you're always saying no.
Well,
I'm not saying no, but you have to, you know, you have to at least be a little bit self-aware. I have, when you have really good, intriguing topics, I do mention, I do say it. I go, whoa, that, Omar, that's a really good topic. Now, a lot of times it's because I'm shocked that it's actually good, but nonetheless, I still say it out loud.
What's my hit rate? I think with Josh, it's like, what, 18%?
Yeah, it's probably pretty low. Yeah,
15%.
The thing that's so weird is then you take your anger on that, and you turn it on me, which I don't know why you don't turn it back on Josh. It's a weird
Listen,
cycle.
Let's not argue about that. Let's just leave that alone.
All right, let me go through my routine. So when I wake up, I have a few things that I do regularly every day, and I pretty much can say every day. As soon as I wake up, I grab my phone, and I have a routine of things I do on my phone.
Yeah,
I do Wordle.
Too. Oh, wow, right away.
I do Wordle. That's the first thing I do. Yeah. And I send my results to my – I have a list for my family and a
You're still
colleague.
Doing that? You're still sending your results?
Yeah, send results.
What in the Sam Hill are you talking about?
There's that Sam Hill again.
Yeah. Wordle?
You don't know what Wordle is? Are you you living in a hole?
Is that like Scrabble?
No, sort of. It's a word game that got real big that everyone was playing at one point, and the New York Times bought it. And now it's an app, and you can play it every day. I play it every day, too, but I don't play it. I just play it when I have free time. Sometimes.
No, I can't do that shit, man. I can't play that crap. My brain don't work that way.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to get Alzheimer's myself because I keep myself sharp. But here's the thing about Wordle. I send my results to my dad, my sister, my wife. And so every once in a while we'll put messages attached to it. And what's really nice for my dad, who is 83 – is he does it every morning, so it's a way of knowing he's awake and alert and doing
there
like that's
go.
A way of like keeping you know in touch without you know calling all the time.
There you go.
But so that has branched out. I do a math Wordle. It's called math.
Wait. This is super cute. How long have you been doing this with your family and your dad's been doing it and is your mom doing it too or?
Not my mom. But we've been doing it for about maybe a year to maybe 18 months. It's been a long time.
Every day.
So
every
day.
Just about.
Were you surprised that your dad liked it?
Yeah, he's great at it too. If I get it in 3, 4, or 5, he beats me all the time. Yep.
All the time.
What?
Most, I would say 75% of the time my dad beats
me.
Yep.
Because sometimes you're right there and then you just guess the wrong word. I mean,
that's right.
You could do about it. Yeah.
And Wordle for me, like I'll put in my first
I love
word.
It.
Yeah. And then and it'll be like, okay, the letter A is there, but everything else is not used.
Yeah.
And I just like, I can't think of another word. Like, it's like, there must be millions of words that I could use. And I'm just,
oh, that's
stuck.
So funny. I play every day too. I love it. I love Wordle. And I use the same word every time.
But math.
David, do you know what the word erstwhile means?
I do, but why do you say
you
that?
You do? You do?
You think I'm an erstwhile fella? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're using it improperly. Joshua, you know what that means?
Yeah, I don't, where are you going with this? We're
I'm going with this because it's a word that's a like a SAT word.
Yeah.
And erstwhile.
Okay.
It means former.
It does?
Correct.
Formally. Yeah.
I was thinking of earnest then.
I was talking about words. That's like a fancy word to me. Erstwhile.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Do you know the word interruption?
Yeah. That's that word. How about the word derail? That's a good word.
All right. So let me go through my routine. I do Mathler, M-A-T-H-L-E-R, which a colleague of ours recommended.
Is that an app?
It's a website. It's a website like the New York Times. It's like Word.
All right.
That I do. If I average 3.5 to 4 on Wordle, I average 2.5 on Mathler. I'd like to try that.
I've never heard of that. I'd like to try that.
Then I do. There's two other New York Times games I play.
You do this all first thing in the morning?
Yep. Boom, 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 boom. I have 5 sites I go to first thing in the morning. The third one is the mini crossword puzzle that New York Times. And the fourth one is this new one called Connections that you should try. It's actually pretty fun.
I'll try it.
And then the fifth site I go to is releases.com. Releases.com will show what today released either a movie, TV show, or video game.
Every day.
That's my routine. Every morning when I wake up. Yep.
Jeez. That's a lot. Do you ever finish it and go, oh my God, it's noon?
Every day.
Yeah, right.
And then I read the New York Times summary of the news, newspaper. They have so that is my routine before I get out of bed. It's probably not healthy. I probably should get up and exercise.
This is all in bed?
Yeah.
I reach for my phone. That's the first thing I do is I reach for my phone and then I look at what my calendar is, what I have for the day.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I do in the morning.
Yeah. No, yeah, this is because by the time I finish that routine, I'm awake. Like there's no snooze button anymore in my life because I do that and I'm just awake. And then I go make coffee and I don't think anything else the rest of my day is routine.
When you make coffee, Dave, are you wearing like pajamas and like a t-shirt? What's your like morning coffee outfit on like a Saturday?
It is
like a Green Bay Packers jersey. Like what are you wearing?
So I'm a weird thing. My pajamas is like golf shorts. It's not pajama shorts or gym shorts. They're like
that's weird.
Golf shorts.
You sleep in golf shorts?
I do. I don't know why.
With a belt on? Do you have a belt on?
I lift a belt on. Yes, but you don't. If on a Saturday. I'll wear it with a belt, and then when I go to bed, that's my pajamas. And
you're too lazy to take them off?
I just forget.
What? First of all, number one, I don't go downstairs without either showering or I usually shower in the morning or get changed. I never just go downstairs.
In your pajamas?
I don't really wear pajamas, but sometimes I'll wear pajama pants. Sometimes I wear pajama pants.
Golf shorts to bed?
That's bizarre.
Double tap on that? Whatever the fuck that term is, the millennium term. Like, I don't understand. How often are you sleeping in golf shorts in bed a week?
That's my pajamas. They're like shorts that you would wear. Like, if you went golfing and wear like a golf shirt and golf, those shorts, the older ones, they become crazy.
Do you wear those shorts out of the house?
Yes, I do. I have. Well, like if I'm like going to meet somebody, I'll throw a shirt on and then
Hold on.
So it's efficient.
Oh my God. What? Yeah.
Josh, you want to know what, Josh? I'll let you drive questioning for a little bit and I'll tap back in. I'll let you take over for a little bit. I have a lot of questions, but I'm
going
to.
Well, keep going. You go.
So when you're wearing, you're going to bed in your Nike golf shorts, are you wearing like,
wingtips?
Underwear?
yes,
he's wearing underwear.
Zipper. Yeah.
Yes.
I can't be messing with a zipper.
And all these, like, spandex, like, stretchy golf shorts?
No, they're
golf shorts. He wears shorts with a belt to bed.
And specifically, they're all from Peter Millar. You know that brand?
Peter Millar.
That's the brand I buy, and those end up being my pajamas. Those shorts are my pajamas.
That's crazy, Dave.
It's really
uncomfortable.
Not that crazy.
I could never sleep with a belt on. That would drive me nuts.
I don't normally. Sometimes I'll forget because the belt's on. I go to bed and I wake up and
That would drive me crazy.
But normally I don't. Normally it's just, but those are the shorts I wear. I've got gym shorts that are probably more comfortable, but
yes.
I always go with the golf shorts, yeah.
You know what you have to get? I'm going to change your world. I'm going to change your life.
All right.
They're called sleep shorts. They're specifically made for sleeping, and they're shorts with a drawstring. I have a couple pairs of them. I love them.
Sleep shorts?
Right. Yes. They're great.
Well, any shorts that you don't find odd?
What do you
mean? So anyway, that's my – I don't know how I got there, but routines are interesting.
Omar took us on a weird –
When did that start?
I mean, 20 years ago. I mean, not Peter Millar. I've upped my game on the, I probably went from Kohl's brand to Banana Republic to,
Peter Millar.
Is this in the summer? Is this in the summer too?
No,
all the time he's telling us. Yeah, even in the winter.
365. Yeah.
Wait, so if you're like in some Caribbean island.
Yeah.
At nighttime, what do you wear? You go to sleep.
Golf shorts. What aren't you getting,
Josh?
Here?
Josh, I'm a little perplexed at your lack of reaction about this.
I am perplexed as well.
This is the most insane thing I think I've ever heard in our podcast.
This is wild.
Why?
This is wild.
They're comfortable.
This is wild.
It's weird, Dave. It's very weird.
Listen, if there's a fire alarm, I run outside. I'm ready to go.
You are correct. If there's a fire alarm, you have the upper hand on all of us. But that is clearly the only thing you have the upper hand on.
It's not that they're not comfortable. You know, they have pockets and –
You're wearing a belt.
No, the belt is not normal. It could happen because they have a belt loop and I wear a belt.
Even if I wear sports shorts to bed, and I have done that before, it's not comfortable.
We all try that tonight. I think I have some golf shorts in my.
Yeah, why don't you put on your tuxedo tonight and sleep in that and see how.
Yeah.
And then report back to me.
Do you wear like a golf shirt too? Or are you top?
No, he doesn't wear a golf shirt.
Yeah, usually no shirt, but golf shorts. God. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. It's like they're like upper, you know, nicer shorts.
Josh, again, I'm a little, this is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
And I'm going to tell you something, Omar.
In my life, anyone I know.
And I'm going to circle back because we're going to end this because this is, you killed this whole thing, but your topic has led us to this. So I'm going to give you a lot of credit. Yeah. Your shitty topic of telling us that you eat fries every day with no real, path of conversation here has led us to a revelation that I don't think we would have gotten otherwise. So I applaud it.
Good point, Josh. That's the why I brought it up.
It unearths
these things. Of course.
All right. Good.
Josh, let's have you go next with your topic. I'll keep mine short.
Let's change topics, of course, but that is in the interest of time, it's late. But I also want to spend some more time, maybe another episode. I want to talk more about David and his golf shorts.
We can do that.
This is fascinating to me.
In a future episode, you should bring that up as your topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Omar, you should. And then that'll spur the conversation again.
I'll bring some with me to show you the different selections I have.
I want you to look into – just go into Amazon and type sleep shorts. It'll change your world.
I'll try. It's hard to – once you go golf shorts, it's hard to go back.
Well, that's an interesting – I don't know if I can
– Josh, what's your topic?
Yeah, so look, you know, I'll make mine pretty quick here. But so during our month-long hiatus, I took a few trips, but two of them where both my kids are away at school. They're in college. And we had family weekend for both of them. And I had a couple revelations, I guess, and a couple weird things that I saw that I wanted to just share with you guys. And some of them are pretty simple. But so my first one, I went to see my son. It just became a very – I don't know how to put this. I felt very old that weekend, if that makes sense. It started off where I had my first ever prostate exam. I don't know if you guys have had prostate exams before. Omar?
I had my first one recently.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had mine too.
I got to ask you. My doctor said something to me right before he did it, and I thought, I wonder if he says this to everyone. Did your doctor say anything unusual before you got your prostate exam?
Unusual.
Yeah, he said – here comes the pitch.
No, are you serious?
First of all, it was a woman, which is part of what I was going to talk to you about.
Stop it.
What?
I didn't say anything weird. It was a woman. Yeah.
No.
Yes. So that was weird. I didn't know that was the case. I had literally signed up to go get a prostate exam with my normal practice. And when I came in there, it was a woman. And I'm like, oh, this is not my typical doctor. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God.
And she said, you know, this is your first prostate exam, and I'm going to go get
She starts unbuttoning her top.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to make you feel comfortable, sir.
She said, I'm going to go get a chaperone because I'm a woman, you're a man, and we're going to chaperone in here while I do it. And
I don't want someone else in there either.
That's what I said. I said, well, can we just bring it to one extra person? I don't want to bring the whole office in here while you're putting your finger in my ass. But yeah, I wasn't going to stop it. I'm like, all right, whatever. At this point, I'm already here. I don't want to come back. I need to get this done. And so I had that done. But, you know, she didn't say anything before she did it. What did your doctor say?
He said, it's time for your prostate exam. I was like, oh no. And he goes, don't worry. I have skinny fingers. I thought, what a weird thing to say. But actually, now I think of it, a woman to do it would have
smaller,
skinnier
figures.
You don't want, you know, here's my doctor, Paul Bunyan, coming in to give you a prostate. That
no,
would,
I don't want Andre the Giant
I'd rather have would you rather have a woman or a male doctor do it?
I prefer a male doctor to do it, but.
Yeah, but he's right. I want to have skinny fingers.
The size of the fingers that matter. Yeah.
But she also has to, or he has to reach the area of the prostate. So you can't just go in there with little Smurf hands and not even feel anything. You got to be able to make an assessment on the prostate itself.
Yeah. So
I guess there's a happy
a very tall, thin, skinny person.
There you go. But anyway, yeah. So I had that done. Turns out I have a slightly enlarged prostate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I had to get blood work done. Thankfully, everything's cool. Everything's fine. But I also got on medication because of it. Now I'm on Flomax. So I don't know if either of you two are on Flomax.
No, I'm not.
But it's actually made a difference. I used to get up every single night to pee, every night. And now I'm getting up like 2 to 3 times a week. That's it. The other nights I sleep through.
You're not going to the bathroom 2 or 3 times a week. You only get up in the evening.
In the middle of the night. I get up 2 or 3 nights a week to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
Do you not do that, Omar? You don't get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom?
No. I do probably.
Do you know?
No. Well, it's. I think it's pretty much once or twice a night. I think.
Yeah.
But I don't really sleep that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you should get some lavender.
Golf shorts.
Maybe some mini pillow fans. maybe that'll.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. I don't get up at all ever.
You don't ever get up, so you don't have
wake
a problem.
Up, but I don't have.
Wow.
I have a problem because I will pee sometimes, and we're gonna go there. I will pee sometimes, and then a half an hour later, I'll be like, I feel like I have to pee again.
Yeah, that's
like, what is going on here?
You got to the bottom of it. Yeah, it's good.
It was long overdue that I got this checked, and so there you have it. So that started the weekend. Then when we went and visited him, he took us to we went to the football game. And then he took us to the bar goes.
Did the Terps win?
They did win. The Terps won. Yeah. It was a good game. But he took us.
Josh, and I are related again because I'm a Terrapin alumni.
Yes.
And so is his son.
Well, he's not an alumni yet. He's got to get through 4 years first. But yes, hopefully he will be one day. But he took us to the bar that everyone goes to. And what I realized was every underage kid goes to.
Yeah.
And it was a line outside of it. My wife and I are outside the line. Actually, my daughter, we flew her in too, so she could be there, which was nice. And we're standing out there amongst all these clearly 18 to 19-year-old, 20-year-old kids and just waiting. And it was just kids and us. And I'm sitting there.
Wait, you were waiting in line? You were waiting in line?
Waiting
outside.
In line to go to this bar.
Wait, how many of your parents were in line?
None. It was nothing but kids.
And you still stayed in line with your kids.
I said to my wife on several occasions, let's just go. Let the kids stay because this is weird. I feel weird.
Do you think kids wanted you to stay?
They did. They wanted us to stay.
You're crazy. Yeah. David, what do you think?
No,
our kids love us.
He talks to them every day.
I talk to him every day.
I think he's got a really good relationship with his kids.
The owner of the bar comes out, sees us in line, and does a double take and goes, you guys don't have to wait in line here, pulls us out.
Really?
Brought us up and in.
This is like Price is Right style.
It's very similar. Very similar experience. And so once we got in there, I'm like, all right, you know, it was loud. I felt like, ugh, this is loud. It's sloppy. I'm like, so I went up, I'm like, I'll get you guys drinks. So I went up to the bar and I'm there and it's like, everyone's at the bar trying to get drinks. And it was, you know, everyone's throwing elbows and it was a pain in the ass. And
did you see Irv Meyer there? Irving Meyer?
No, I did not see Urban Meyer. but this kid next to me, clearly 18, clearly underage, he says, were you here before me or was I here before you for next? And I thought that was very nice. So I said, you know what? You were actually here before me. You go ahead. Because the bartender looked at both of us. And then he said, my parents always taught me to respect my elders, so I wanted to ask you first. And I thought, oh,
wow.
That made me feel ridiculous. But anyway, so we had a great weekend there. Then we did the weekend for my daughter 2 weeks later, which I actually just got back from. And then I saw two very weird things. So I flew Southwest, which I don't normally do. but they just had – it was just way cheaper than American, which is what I normally fly. And since I lost my status on American because of COVID and not traveling, I'm like, you know what? I'm not as wed to it anymore. So I flew Southwest. And you know how it works. You know, you have to either – check in the moment you're able to check in, or you have to pay off to board.
Right.
And I forgot on our way back to check in when I should have, and I remembered only like 15 minutes after. That was it. And I checked in, and I'm in the C group.
Yeah.
So I'm
C
like,
what? What number?
25.
Yeah, you're middle seat, baby.
That's correct. And I told my wife, I'm like, we're looking at two middle seats. We're not going to sit together. It's going to be one of those things. And there are only a few people behind us. So we're like, we're going to get the worst middle seat of that.
Yeah.
So we're walking through the aisle, and this was the craziest thing. You know how Southwest works is the further back you go, the more open seats.
Right.
You know, so it's like you at least have a couple choices before you get all the way to the back of the plane. Well, there's a woman in front of me, and not too many rows, maybe 7-8 rows. There's a row of an empty middle seat, and in the window is this, and I hate to say this, but morbidly obese gentleman in the window seat, and in the aisle seat was a dude with a newborn, holding a newborn, maybe like a month or two old. And this woman in front of me selected that middle seat.
Wow.
And I thought, if you could create the worst middle seat in the face of the planet for air travel, it would be between a obese person and a baby.
Yeah, right. Well, she's an angel. She's
an idiot.
Good Samaritan. Well,
not a good Samaritan. She's a moron.
Well, maybe. I tend to see the best in people. I
saw someone who was pretty stupid. That's what I saw. I'm like, are you nuts? Why would you choose this one guy? When I tell you he's obese, I'm not using hyperbole. He was spilling into the seat.
Yeah.
Like I thought, like no one is going to take this seat, and I felt bad that everyone would pass by him and like not take the seat for obvious reasons. But she did it.
Wow.
She voluntarily snuck in and took that seat. It was crazy. Anyway.
Well, you're old. We're all old, but
yeah. So I saw one other
not cool. Right? Oh, you have another. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw one. Oh yeah, yeah. I saw one other weird thing. So in our hotel, it overlooked a Wendy's. Right, there was a Wendy's drive-through, and I peeped out the window. There you go. I peeped out the window again. You guys don't do that, but I do it. I look out the window every once in a while. And I was looking at the drive-thru, and the drive-thru was always busy. I'm seeing them every time we were in the hotel room. I look out, and I said to my wife, I'm like, there it is. People are eating Wendy's every single hour of the night, hour of the day. People are eating Wendy's. It's unbelievable. So then I looked out. We had gotten back. We were getting changed for dinner, right? And I look out. Must have been like 5 o'clock, and there's a line for the drive-thru. And in the middle of all the cars is a dude in a motorized wheelchair. And he is going through the Wendy's drive-thru in a motorized wheelchair.
I've never seen that.
I'm going to send it to you because I videotaped it. I immediately got my phone. I said, I have to tape this because this is bizarre. And he went through the whole line and went up, and you could tell that the person at the window was like perplexed when they looked out and saw this dude in a wheelchair. But they completed the order, and then he sped off. He went right off. He got his biggie bag right off.
Wow, that's awesome.
I've never seen that before. But the last thing I wanted to mention, and this is kind of the topic to talk about real quick, but So I noticed visiting my kids that they're pretty active. Like they're active in the college community, so to speak. Like my daughter's got an internship and she volunteers for something and she's part of this club and she's in this sorority. You know what I mean? She's done all this stuff. My son's even involved in a few things and he's doing this club and he's doing that.
Yeah, your daughter has lots of,
and she's like, she's got so many things going on. And then I look back at my college experience and I thought about it. I'm like, oh my God, I did nothing. I went to class. I then went out on the weekends and in between I played Sega Genesis and that's all I did. And I'm just thinking, is this the kids today or did I miss out on something? Did everyone do what I'm trying to remember in my head. Was I just not active and everyone else was, or is this the difference in kids today? Do you guys remember your experiences in college? Were you active? Were you doing all this shit all the time? Or
you know where my brain goes to? If we played, like, if Josh's kid and your kids and my whatever nephews and nieces, nephews and kid played Sega Genesis, like, NHL and, like, hockey.
NHL
like
93, yep.
Yeah, like, would they be as good at it as we were?
Oh, you're saying with their skills now? Yeah, of course they would be. There's no
question.
Yeah. They'd be better.
Yeah, I think so. I think they've been raised – well, so were we in a lot of – although, I guess – my age, I started with Pong, right? It goes all the way back to Atari with one button.
Yeah.
Those kids have had multi-button controllers since birth, so they probably would be as good or better, I think.
Yeah, that's I fine. Think they'd be better. I mean, it didn't take long for my kid to beat me in every game that we ever had with him growing up. They're just so much better.
When did he beat you in, like, basketball?
Well, he never really did. I mean, he beat me once. He took one set from me in tennis once, and that was it. He's definitely better at basketball than I am. But we don't really play one on one. We just shoot around together. So that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing to me because I look at these kids. I look at my daughter's friends, predominantly because my son's just a freshman, and I just met his friends for the first time, so I don't really know them as well. But I look at my daughter's friends. They're all active.
That's great.
They're all volunteering. They're all doing some sort of club. They're all in. They're all searching for internships and working on the side or doing some sort of research in addition to their classes. And I played Sega Genesis. That's all I did.
I don't think that's
Is that
typical.
Weird?
I think a lot of kids these days, they grew up, texting on their phone, and so there's a lot of introverts out there. I think I would say it's even more introverted, but maybe. The ones that are in the colleges that you're going to, there's with all that opportunity.
Yeah, maybe that's
They're flourishing. Now, when I was in college, I was on played sports. I played on a volleyball team, and that was like a full
I did
team.
That. I did intramurals. That's true. I take that back. I did do intramurals.
Josh, I'm Josh. Don't say a word for a second. Dave, what do you think Josh's best sport was in intramurals in college?
Probably non-ice hockey would be my.
We didn't have that.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
I'm going to say softball.
I was actually going to say softball, too.
Yeah.
Josh, what was it?
I think it was probably softball. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We were both right.
Yeah. I love softball. And I played in a so when I more so played after I graduated, and I played in a corporate league in my first one of my first jobs.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It was fantastic.
Softball is fun.
Yeah. We played every year. I love softball.
After I met my wife, she was did some tutoring down at Cabrini Green, which is inner city Chicago. And I can't say I did that often. I joined her maybe once or twice. But there was, like at college, there was stuff to do. I think I was pretty active, but intramurals and being on the volleyball club, which was like a varsity sport in a way, because it wasn't a real – it wasn't an official sport. It was a club. That took a ton of time, so I think I was fairly
all right. So you were pretty active then. Yeah.
Wait. So Josh, what the fuck is your topic? Is it like forlorn years of being in college?
I wanted to share with you a couple oddities that I saw in my trip, my travels. I wanted to share with you my latest on my health and my prostate. And then
covered a lot of ground.
David, you're the voice of reason here. Do you sense a dichotomy or a divergence in terms of my reaction to Josh's inane topics versus Josh's reaction to mine?
I'm Switzerland, man. No, I think both your topics.
I want David to answer this. There's no opinion on this?
I think both topics were valid. I find them both interesting. We always take them to interesting places.
Thank you. And I'm always supportive of Josh. Always.
Yeah. I will say Josh is a little hair trigger to jump on your topics. I agree. It's just a little bit.
I proudly admit that I am.
Yeah.
That's why I love him so much.
Yeah. There you go. So that's all I have this year. I was really just fascinated by what all these kids do that I didn't think we did. And if I had to do it all over again, by the way, I think – I don't know if I'd be as involved, but I'd definitely do more things. Anyway.
It says a lot.
I also want to reiterate, I have – in the course of Josh's diatribe about the mundane parts of his life the last month, I have gone to Amazon and I've ordered Josh a giant vat of Clearcell for his forehead. It is so shiny right now. There's
the Clearcell's
no doubt.
For acne. I don't have acne.
Your forehead
is oily.
Fertile ground, my friend. Fertile.
Okay, it's not oily at all. It's these lights in my basement. Anyway, so did you also order sleep shorts like I told you to?
Golf shorts. That's what I'll do as soon as I hang up. I'm gonna get some sleep shorts.
There you go. The golf shorts thing is just floored. Floored.
I want to give Josh a compliment though. It says a lot for your parenting, you and your wife's parenting, that your kids talk to you every day and are very active in college. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And if I can add to that, I think out of 1,000 different kids who were in line at their college bar, Lake Olka bar, where they're the only ones with their parents in line, I think that maybe one of them would not be embarrassed to have their parents in line with them when no one else's parents were there. That's Josh's kids.
Not only that, but once we got into the bar, by the way, there were other parents in there. So, cause it was family weekend. So that felt better. I felt more comfortable that I saw other parents and you kind of give each other the nod.
Yeah.
Once we got in there, my kids actually, we got a table and they hung out with us too. They didn't even go off and it was really nice.
Look, how many parents have a podcast, right? I mean, we're not typical.
That's true too.
Typical people our age.
Good point. Good point.
All right, my topic is pretty quick since we're on the cusp of going into Halloween.
Yeah, we're going real hot.
It's a long episode, but I don't know if we'll have an episode before official Halloween. I've been seeing a lot of scary movies pop up on the Netflix, and there's a new Exorcist movie that came out, which I've not seen the first one. I have no interest in seeing either. But it made me wonder, and I want to ask you guys, do you have a scary movie experience growing up that impacted you, scared you, that is like your defining scary movie?
100%.
All right. I think everyone does. So what's yours, Josh?
Mine is, there were two things, but one really sticks out. So I saw Poltergeist when I was real young.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene with the clown in the room scared the shit out of me. And I could not sleep for fear of that stupid clown coming in my room, or I didn't even have a clown doll in my room, but that scared the shit out of me and I couldn't sleep forever. The other ones, I saw American Werewolf in London. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Love.
And I never saw the whole thing, but I saw like a part of it and that scared the shit out of me too. But there's nothing specific that I can remember. I just remember just being very scared with that movie. But the Poltergeist clown thing, oh my God, that haunted.
That's a great, yeah, that is a.
Haunted my dreams.
Yeah, that doll sitting there, he throws the jacket and it looks and it's gone. Yeah,
it's gone.
That's awesome. Yeah. Omar, do you have one?
Yeah, a few. I think that the ones that pop to my mind are the movie The Shining.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
So my mom took me to that movie with my sisters, and the couple of things from that movie, but when the shower scene came up, and there was a beautiful woman in the shower, and and then my mom covered my eyes because there was nudity. That's one thing, but then also the whole thing with Danny and Redrum, you know? So Red Rum, which is murder, spelled backwards.
Thank you.
So I would steal my mom's lipstick or my and I would write Red Rum on like stuff around our house.
Are you serious?
What's wrong with you?
I swear to God I would do it.
That's not
right. That is. That was before they threw me away.
I don't know why. I just.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. Those are the main ones, I think. But they're really from that movie, which I guess is obviously aging in terms of, you know, how old I was. But how about you, David? What were yours?
Well, I got to come back to this. You saw The Shining in the theater.
Yeah, what year was that? No, you didn't. Wasn't that in the 70s?
Well, that was in 1980.
Okay.
Possible. It's possible, but you'd have been like 10 years old or less. Your parents took you to see The Shining when you were 10 or less?
Well, Dave, what year was Poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
That's in the 80s. I saw that way too young.
Yeah, I think that was trickier because, you know, that was a Steven Spielberg, 82.
Yeah, so
you saw that in the theater?
8 years old.
Yeah,
8 years
that's
old
no
watching
good.
Poltergeist.
That's I think crazy. Because Spielberg did it, he did Jaws, so he was more of a family director, you know, his movies. But yeah, that's a scary movie. It's a good one.
Yeah. So Omar, you were how old was Omar when that happened? 10? 10?
Nine or 10. Eight
oh
or nine.
God.
Yeah.
The Shining is a deeply disturbing movie for
I never
night.
Saw it, but I know
oh
the movie.
My God.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Well, so my experience, so we didn't have HBO growing up, but that was like the kid that had HBO was like, you know, he was everyone's friend because if you could sleep over at his house, you know, you could watch
of course
whatever. And so he invited me over and I thought, great. And so we went over like, what's on HBO? He probably was like sick of it, but I thought I didn't care about him. Like, what's on HBO? And it's what was on was the original Halloween. I watched that and I was so terrified of that movie that even now when I went back to Racine this last week and I just – if I'm in a suburban street lined with trees and just houses, but it's in the evening, it's I think of Halloween.
It comes back to you.
And it was so scary because it wasn't so much gory, but it was – you know, he was always standing kind of around the corner staring at you and then he'd disappear.
Yeah.
And I just forever has this fear of like if – where my bed was by a window, I'd always – want to close that thing, you know, get the curtains shut, because I just fear that some guy in a white mask would be standing there looking in on me.
Oh, my God.
It did a number on me.
I couldn't watch Coach, the sitcom, because of Craig T. Nelson. That's how badly Poltergeist screwed me up.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, that is a – Poltergeist is a much more – Shining is really disturbing to me. It bothers me that Omar saw that so young.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
weird.
So you guys – like I love to watch horror movies though with my friends and my family, but never.
I don't like
myself.
Horror movies at all.
Oh yeah, I like them.
I hate them.
I don't like Demon Possession stuff.
Saw?
No,
I don't like Saw.
Yeah,
I don't like
it's too gory.
Yeah. We tried that. The first one I thought was interesting because there's kind of a puzzle, kind of an element to it of how do these people escape. But then the second one, somebody had to get a key and like dig their hand through shards of glass. It's just like, I don't know. That just seems too cruel to me.
It's too much. Too much.
Yeah. So
you got to have a story. Like if it's a Silence of the Lambs type thriller, I like that.
I do.
But I don't like horror movies just for the sake of horror.
I like to be scared. I think it's fun to watch with someone and be scared.
All right.
I don't like just gore or demon possession stuff that all bothers me. But
all right.
Anyway, well, happy Halloween.
Halloween, everyone.
We've learned a little bit more about me, a little bit more about Omar. We learned about your prostate. Burying our souls on this podcast.
The most shocking thing to me and Dave, Josh, now is this. Well, yeah, exactly. I don't even know how to even be talking about that all day tomorrow on all of my calls.
It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to ask everybody I talk to, and Dave, let me ask you this. What percentage do you think of men in the States, let's just keep it there for simplicity,
okay,
do you think wear golf shorts when they go to bed?
0.00001.
Yeah.
It's Dave. He's
one
in a class
over
by
the
himself.
Population, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe Dave and John Daly because he passes out in his golf shorts, but that would be about it.
That's good. It. Dave, is there anyone else you know who does it?
You guys, if you try it, because once you go there, you will not go back. It's never
going to
happen.
Dave, is there, that was my follow up. Do you think that if we tried it, that we might like it?
No.
Yeah. I can't say it's more comfortable than something else. It's just something that I started and did. And that's what I do now. I it's funny. I don't even think of it, but if I have three different types of shorts, I have to go to bed. I always take the tan golf shorts.
So crazy. That's so crazy.
It's
but
true.
Again, you're talking. You're wearing shorts going to bed over your underwear.
Yeah,
I'm wearing two layers.
You're gonna have to let this go. We can't spend another hour on it.
Listen, at 2 a.m, someone's like, "Quick, you gotta tee off. I'm ready to go."
Yeah,
you guys are gonna be.
I'll give you that one. You're definitely gonna be better off in that scenario.
All right, well, thanks. I'm going to cut this off. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We'll try to be back. Let's talk about a date where we can do the next one so we can get on the calendar.
That's good.
So we enjoyed speaking with all of you. Hopefully we haven't bared too much of our soul and you still respect us in the morning. So until next time, see you later, everybody.
See ya.
Naya.